It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Summer is not over yet. You can enjoy the final days of the season with a trip to California's Great America, where Boomerang Bay is now open. Oh, my God. Boy, that guy seems like he's having a great time. That girl, I meant to say. All week we've been doing this, I know.
You blew your own joke.
Oh, well, you can't win them all. 9, noon, 3, and 5. So lots of chances today. Here's your first one. Caller number 97 right now instantly wins a score pack.
What?
Instantly scores a 4-pack. Oh, my God. It's going to be a great weekend. Caller 97 right now instantly scores a 4-pack of tickets to get their rides and slides on at California's Great America. Call now. I think Yuzi's going to grab that winner. You get to talk to her, too, and that's another prize.
I don't even see her.
I feel like she just jumped on the mic a second ago.
But Rebel showed up, so, you know, maybe she's getting her Rebel drink.
I know. Rebel brought, like, they have a million flavors. I just sucked one down in no time at all.
I am drinking the Rebel matcha latte. I say that right?
That's delicious.
Are you talking to Lexi?
So good. Yeah, Lexi.
Lexi
Thank
from
you.
Rebel came in, and I'm
Lexi,
having the banana.
Lexi,
it's
Lexi,
not that Lexi.
Lexi.
Banana nut protein Rebel drink.
Ooh,
it's delicious.
That sounds good.
Banana nut, right? I thought you can't go wrong there.
I'm doing the Reishi chocolate immunity elixir.
Golden milk, which I hear is good for your throat too.
Oh, good, good.
Oh, golden
milk. She just loaded our entire refrigerator up.
You better swallow.
Oh, you know I will.
Gross.
Hot.
Dark cocoa, vanilla, and coconut milk. Ooh. Oh, man. Rebel is R-E-B-B-L. Organic and ethically sourced. It says so right on the bottle.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
I was about to apologize for never stopping asking for free drinks. Mm-hmm. And then I went, no, this is pretty good. I'm glad she came.
Yeah.
I'm really
never
glad.
Never stop, never stop.
No, right.
We'll see you next week with the new batch.
Yeah, see you once a week. I'm
She's
sure
okay.
We'll blow right through these this week.
All right, so am I getting a winner for the 4-pack?
Yep.
All right.
California's Great America.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lexi.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Thank you, other Lexi. The other Lexi's going to come in a second.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. We love to hear from you guys, but please don't text and drive.
Please.
It makes Sarah really mad.
It does. It's awful.
What's the matter?
Just making sure.
I got it.
I mean, I figured, but, you know.
My mouth is slow.
Okay. All right.
This is from 415. Listen to Vin's Christmas PJ story. Let him say no. He couldn't say no to a move to BFE or another baby or a wedding. Mm. So if no Christmas pajamas helps him feel strong, then it's a small price to pay.
You know what? That
Love
person
you,
makes
Vin.
A great point.
Right.
Yeah. Put the damn PJs on.
Let me have my battles.
Listen, if you're going to go bitch, go full bitch.
It's called LastPass. I've been telling you guys about it for years.
Oh, that's what I said, right?
Yeah, you said LastPass.
I said LastPass.
Is that from my friend Sherry?
Quinn Waters is in Weymouth, Mass.
Oh.
Do you know Weymouth?
Sure.
You ever
South
been
Shore?
There?
Sure, a million times.
Oh, really?
I used to work in Weymouth.
Where? Was that the Mexican place you got your Coke?
No, that was in Leominster. Leominster, Massachusetts.
Fur turds are the worst. That's cat yaks, everyone.
Cat yak. Yeah, it's gross. My cat, he never even coughs up his hair. It's just his GD food. There it is. I'm like, there it is.
I see that one, too.
And he's like, look, my food. He starts eating it.
Oh, God.
Super gross. Dogs do that, too. You know? Oh, look, barf.
Well, I prefer that to having to pick it up. I have to pick it up.
Yeah. No, I get it. Well, you know, it's wet, so it stains into the rug. I want to find it as soon as possible. I don't want to just see some random orange-looking stain. Like, what is... Oh, God, the cat.
The app called 1Password is my favorite app I ever use. On the computer, it automatically saves my passwords and then re-adds them when I need them. On the phone, it's called... On the phone, it uses Face or Touch ID to fill my passwords in, too. Now I have different strong passwords for every site.
Oh, that's great. What's that one called?
Number one, password.
1Password.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
I'm 63. I've been allergic to cats my whole life. My girlfriend recently moved in with me and has a cat. And I'm not allergic to it. My sister is deathly allergic to cats, and she's not allergic to it either.
And so this is a cat who gets that vaccine?
It's a white cat, and it's so strange we're not allergic to this one cat.
Oh, how funny.
Well, good for you. You let it move in, so, you know.
Yeah, I guess that's for the... Well, maybe he let the cat move in because he, you know, was a girlfriend, so he probably had met the cat.
Oh, right. I'm allergic to cats, too, and what I did was I took, for a little while, I was taking kids Claritin. Mm-hmm. While I was living with the cat, and then when I stopped the Claritin, I guess I built up an immunity or something. But after a few months, I'm like, okay, I'm not going to take pills every day for the rest of my life, so I'm stopping.
Right.
And I wasn't allergic.
You know, I think you do build up a tolerance to it. I mm-hmm. will say, though, that when the cat's all over me, especially during shedding season, like, I'm really not, like, actively allergic, but I will get itchy eyes and start sneezing if the cat's on me.
Yeah, me too.
But I can live in the house, but...
Right, that's my thing. I need to just be able to be in my home.
Right. Yes. It's important.
Mm-hmm.
You're paying for that roof. You might as well be under it.
We call those litter box paws poopy paws. Yeah, it's gross.
Yeah, well, clean your litter box out once in a while.
But part of it is, I wasn't trying to say anything. Like, look, you love your cats. That's great. But the people who are selling this, cats are so clean.
Yeah.
That is a pile of, you know what?
Well, listen, cats are clean if you're clean. If you vacuum all the time and you clean their litter box, you daily scoop, you'll be fine. But a lot of people don't daily scoop. And by the way, when I walk in your house, I can smell your litter box.
Of course you can.
It's gross. Let your cat go outside. Put it out.
Have a great weekend, guys. I love you and missed you on your vacation. I love cats, too, so much. They can have such personalities. Very complex. Okay.
Well, also, they don't have to be walked, which is a total bonus. You gonna get another dog? I was thinking about that the other day. You must be getting close.
I'm not over it yet.
Mm. You will, though, right?
I don't know. I swear, I look at pictures... old pictures, and it just still hurts my heart.
Yeah. I'll never get a dog.
For a while there, it was just me and Willa.
For a long while.
Mm-hmm.
How old was she when you moved back here?
Oh, that's a good question.
Probably like 7.
Maybe even older.
Right. She was a middle-aged dog. How many couches did she eat out from under you?
That was when she was a baby.
So just the one?
Yeah, that was baby stuff.
And, I guess the dog gets they get stuff. Far enough into it, you just got to let them eat the whole thing.
Right.
You know?
Well, I mean, what was I going to do?
Right, you were drunk. As long as she didn't eat you while you were sitting on the
just
couch.
Just don't drink my drinks.
I'll lock you soon.
Cherry Garcia is the grossest ice cream.
I am not into Cherry Garcia at all.
Goodness, I love it.
Delicious.
Can't stand those bogus cherries.
Wow. Hey, Sarah, what's a good stock to buy?
Amazon.
Oh, man.
Whose phone was that?
Oh, that was mine. it thinks
you
said Siri.
Hey, Sarah. Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of good stocks, but... don't buy anything I buy because everything I buy dies on the vine. Although that's not true. I've had a pretty good run lately. I bought Amazon really cheap a long time ago.
Yeah.
A bunch of it. That's right. It is good for me.
Loving the Snoop and Nate dog.
Yeah, it was all right. Better than Young Thug. Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Well, look, Snoop and Nate have... What was their big album? They had an album. Was it?
Oh, they've
was
done
it,
this was together
it,
before?
Yeah, was it Snoop's first album? But they have a history.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure all the people who love that stuff.
So those must have been like a lost track or something. Didn't you say he died?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When did he die? What did he die of?
He died early. I think it was his 40s or something like that.
But of something, not like...
I bet Q102...
Not like foul play.
Q102's loving it.
I'll bet.
Babe areas throwbacks.
That's
Babe
right.
Throwback hits.
Oh, gosh. She died a while ago in 2011.
Oh.
What is their thing? It's throwback?
They reformatted last week.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. Last week. Oh.
Throwback station. But.
Yeah, it used to be. And now it's still throwback, but it's like they're more like
80s, 90s.
Right. So that's like, that would be Nate Dogg and Snoop.
Speaking of throwbacks, you know what song's been like rattling around in my head for weeks now?
Oh, this would be a good one.
That Billy Mann song.
I got killed by a flower.
I cannot get it out of my head. And so I keep asking like my home device for it. And I think he went Christian. Because not only can I not, I can find other people's versions of that song, but I can't find his song. I have it in my collection. Yeah, this is it.
So good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. There's this one part where he does this scream. He came on our show early on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I stood on the top of the
He hung with us a little bit.
He did. And, but I found a couple songs of his that are super God songs.
I thought that he had, he was doing Broadway stuff these days.
You're thinking of Duncan Sheik.
Oh, am I?
Oh, here it is. Hold on, crank this up. Early Days of Alice. That ain't it. It's like a little bridge in there where he says, I stood on the top of the Empire State Building and I screamed.
I think you're right, Vinny. Yeah, the other guy that I really love that was with us in the beginning, Duncan Sheik.
Duncan Sheik went to Broadway.
Yeah.
Billy Mann was a record label executive or something
and
wrote songs.
Written for a ton of people. He wrote Jessica Simpson's biggest hit. Mm. Like, I think it's called, here it is. Oh, so good.
Woo!
He did that live in the studio and blew our minds. Mm-hmm. It was so good.
I don't know. Prince just went,
tune.
Meh. Yeah, I don't know.
So in these God songs, he did that scream in both the God songs I heard.
Oh.
I was like, oh, well, that's his thing, I guess.
Mm-hmm. It's his hook.
Yeah. Pulls it out once per song.
I usually hate all the millennials like avocados. Millennials ruined fabric softener. Nonsense.
Yeah.
But guilty as charged.
Oh, about the texting and driving?
Texting and driving.
Make a stand in your own life and don't be a person who texts and drives. Just don't do it.
Okay, Mom.
F you. God.
Oh, no. You're making her mad.
Yeah, don't make me mad. Like, honestly,
sounds like someone with a little D came up with that story.
No doubt. No D. That was a good story, though, by the way. I liked it. Yeah, those are coming back into style.
Oh, geez. Yeah, right. I do my makeup every morning while listening to you guys. Mascara and eyeliner. While driving down the road.
Well, that's not good. Don't do it.
I used to pump breast milk while driving.
Oh, my God.
Says.
That seems dangerous. That seems like an accident waiting to happen.
They have the hands-free ones, don't they?
Oh.
925 says, John, please come home. Sarah's cranky.
Oh.
John's home. He's home. I'm not cranky. I just, certain things get me riled up.
She just wants $5, all right?
I don't want $5. Vinny's the one who always has a handout for $5.
Well, give it to me already, and then things will, and then I'll quiet down a little.
No, then you'll put out your other hand.
All right.
Slide me
$10 then.
Oh, my
Sheesh.
God. I had no idea this is how you were making your money. Give me $5.
That's his side hustle.
Yeah. His side hustle is asking for money. Yeah. Hey, I'm going to hustle you. Can I have some money?
A million people wrote in. It's Riverdance, you guys. Riverdance is what Vinny went to, and I did go to it.
You did. The things we do for love.
Thank God back then I could drink, though. Oh, it was so much better to be ripped at that than having to sit there and endure it all, every second of it.
I think the word you're looking for is enjoy.
Oh, God.
Endure? What's that?
I was so double-fisted at that thing. And I don't... that may not be the right word.
Sure it is. One fist, one drink in each fist.
Okay.
Yep.
I got a quick visual of something else. I was like, no, I never done that.
Yeah.
I don't do that.
Never?
Never.
Yeah, that is so not the song I was thinking of.
Guys will go to any movie if it ends then with ends in, then you get to sleep with her.
Yeah.
We like you. Mm-hmm. So much.
Too much, one might argue. Go ahead. Go right ahead.
Wow, I thought Scott was kidding about Streisand and Hyde Park, but that really happened. Yeah.
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 Oh, no, he doesn't make up stories about Babs. He's really into her. He's the only guy I know who has a bean and noodle portrait of Barbra Streisand. I mean, is there anyone else on earth?
No.
Who has any bean and noodle art, yeah, let alone that of Barbra? And of course, Edson bought him the tickets.
You guys
Scott's
need
money
to please. Yeah, I was going to say, what are you talking about? You guys need to please get over crapping on Ready Player One already. The movie is so awesome. I love the book, and the movie was perfect adaptation.
Oh, you're insane.
My husband and I, honest to goodness, watch it like once a month. At this point, I think I've seen it more than any other movie made in the past decade.
Do I need to go back and watch that again through the goggles of knowing that it sucks? Oh, my God.
My husband and I moved out of California to Ohio, and now we're making almost the same salary we were making in California, and we're...
They're rich.
Ready to purchase our dream home for under $250,000.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually sickening.
She's right. There are no tiny home communities allowed around here. People have had to buy land, put on a friend's land in order to do it. That's one of the things people are doing is putting it on their own house. It's like a carriage home.
Mm-hmm.
You used to have that second home on your property.
A little guest house.
Some of these mini homes are being put on other people, you know, on your property. Right. And then one thing I read is people are putting the mini home on their own property. They move into it and rent their house out. Let somebody else pay your mortgage down while you...
There you go.
...downsize in the backyard.
Yeah.
You can keep an eye on it, too.
ADUs, additional dwelling units.
Yep.
Oh.
Actually, in the Bay Area, they've really loosened up restrictions because they want housing.
Some places have waived all the fees for the permit.
You can go apply, and they're like, yep.
Free.
Yep.
That's one way to help people out.
Yep.
Or put your kid back there, your parent back there.
Sure, whatever. Nice to get your parents out of the house.
How about we just stop growing and we will not have a housing problem? We don't need to pave every inch of this with monster buildings. You know what? I've thought about that, but if you go to why can't I think of the term? I went to some community meetings, city council meetings.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what you find is they are pressured to make money because the schools are all underfunded and there's a lot of pressure for them to grow.
Yep.
Even though I agree, why don't we stop growing and maybe let the school be like PBS and do fun drives or something rather than squeezing a home into every nook without thinking about, do we have the exits and the entrances to the freeways and the...
Can our current infrastructure support what we're adding?
So I agree with you, except if you go to a city council meeting, they're like, should we do this next? What's on the agenda? Oh, these people want to build. Well, we can't say no to the money, can we?
No, they can't.
Anyway.
It's tough.
A lot of people wrote in about the shows that are starting. Kelly Clarkson's new show is huge, and it starts any minute. Yeah. And this one ends now.
Oh, the end. We'll be right back.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Big, big weekend loaded up here. Vinny's got a big one. Surfing today with little Isla. First day of kindergarten.
Yep.
Birthday, 1 year birthday party for little Edie.
Big party for my family.
Yeah. Sounds like it's going to be a really fun weekend.
Sounds great.
Should be good.
Mm-hmm.
You better hurry up and get in your car and start that epic drive home. You want to make it there by tonight.
All 67 miles, buddy.
It's not a big deal, everyone. I'm fine with it. I'll tell you the problem. And if you want to hear it, I mean, this is not me. Look, I signed up for what I did. But you know how I got screwed on Monday? The one day,
there was
all this road construction at 3 in the morning. I got stuck behind it and was late for work. And then the rest of the week, I've been freaking paranoid and gotten up early and gotten out early.
And nothing.
And there hasn't been one bit of work the rest of the week.
No
Not
cones.
One. In fact, it was like the darkest, emptiest road I've ever seen on like Wednesday or something. And I just thought, you mother, you know what? Mm-hmm. You screwed me over on Monday, and then the rest of the week you took off.
It's been nice. We haven't had a moment of worry the rest of the week.
Vinny's here.
Vinny's here. Look at him. He's early.
Oh.
This is amazing. Well, listen, everybody. Have a great, safe weekend, and we'll catch you back here on Monday. Have a good one.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.